Moreton Bay, like many other areas in Queensland, has been impacted by natural disasters, from severe storms to bushfires, particularly in recent years. So, how do you prepare your business for these events? To answer that question and to help you as a business owner mitigate the impacts of a disaster, we've asked Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management in the University of the Sunshine Coast of Business and Creative Industries, to come in to chat with us. Wayne has developed a continuity planning course in collaboration with industry and government, which has been delivered to hundreds of business owners and managers across Queensland. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Debbie, and morning, listeners.
What are some of the different ways that businesses can be impacted by disasters?
Right, so anything like those you've just mentioned, Debbie, floods, fires, droughts, heat waves, these are all climatic related, like weather events that can lead to disasters, but we can also have some of these things impact businesses before they reach disaster.
That's an extensive list, and if we haven't been in the situation before, there are some that we might not have thought about. So, having listened to the different ways we can be impacted, how can we prepare and plan for the key events that are likely to occur here in Moreton Bay?
That's a really good question, and I think it points to the importance of planning. We know that there are many businesses, not only in the city of Moreton Bay region, but also right across Queensland, that have been affected and impacted by some of these natural disasters. Now, it could start with a storm, and then the storm leads to a cell that intensifies and then doesn't move on from the region, and then resulting in flooding. Conversely, you can have a sudden impact like a lightning strike that can cause a fire, dry lightning, for example. So there are so many different events, both natural disasters, but also unnatural disasters. And each of those needs to be planned differently by business. Unfortunately, most businesses embrace planning after they've been impacted, but we would really like to play our part as an educating institution, to work with government, to work with industry, to work with small business, to be more proactive and plan ahead. And each of those events that I mentioned will require a different mitigation strategy.
This is great information. Let's listen to a song, and then we'll be back with more from Dr. Graham after that. We're speaking with Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management from UniSC. Wayne, you've designed the UniSC course, and it's easy to see what an important step that is for business owners. In the recovery phase after a disaster, is there anything else we should be thinking about?
Thanks, Debbie. It's really important for businesses to think about all components of their business model and how they might react to or respond to and recover from any incident that might take one or more of those key components out, therefore unable to trade. Think of 101.5, for example, our community radio station that we like to listen to the music to be entertained, and then we like to be informed about things that are going on in the community, significant events that are coming up, for example, for us to enjoy, but also under a natural disaster, we look to 101.5 to inform us about what to do and how to stay safe. So all of those are key functions of a business. As an example, think about if one of those were taken out. And therefore, it's really important in recovery to seek assistance and ask for help.
Are there any local stories about businesses that have been through disasters and recovered that you can share with us? And what were their key takeaways?
Yeah, lots of local stories, Debbie. Anything from factory fires through to burst water pipes and also motor vehicles losing control in the road and entering into a retail store in a CBD, with lots of different stories. The key takeaway that I've observed through talking with hundreds of businesses that have gone through a continuity planning process is the importance of prioritizing this as an activity in their business, and not to wait for the event to happen, but in fact, to be proactive and create a plan and to access the resources, for example, that are on City of Moreton Bay website, on Queensland Government website, so that you can be better prepared.
Any final tips?
I think insurance is probably the other thing we haven't covered, Debbie. I think it's important for businesses to do an insurance audit to make sure that they are fully protected and are safe if any of these events were to happen. Again, my experience is most small businesses are underinsured. So talk to a reputable insurance broker and get your insurance sorted.
So if you don't have one already, get working on a continuity plan today. And as Dr. Graham has pointed out, there are templates online to help you. Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in UniSC Business School. We value the time you've taken to share your knowledge with our business community today. We hope they never have to put it into action, but not having that plan could cost us in more ways than one. 101.5, keeping our community connected.